Next presentation will be given by Nils Zurawski from Hamburg University in Germany. It is named Identity and Identification on Humans, Biometrics and the Dynamics of Technology.
Okay. yes. There's, I think, lots to follow on what Anastasia just has said in my talk or sketch of ideas. For one, of course, Europe has lots to do with borders, and as I'm speaking of identity, I think also identity has a lot to do with borders, and identity has a lot to do with Europe. For one, with borders, it becomes obvious it has a border around Europe, and there's many borders within Europe between countries, and there are borders that are not really country-based or nation-based, but that circle around groups that share a common identity and declare themselves to be autonomous or at least independent as a region within Europe. And there, here's where identity comes in. So there are many groups in Europe that would not be able to claim a nation or a state, or rather a state than a nation, but they would claim to be a coherent group that shares a common identity and which wants to have some autonomy, etc. So Europe has to do a lot to do with identity in that respect. But also, and this refers to Anastasia's talk, how does Europe accept or recognizes these identities? And there's one particular way that Europe, or the state bodies within Europe, do that. And that is, they don't look so much as at the collective identities of these autonomous groups or nation-state groups or whatever, or regional groups, such as the Basques or other, but they look at particular identities, especially when concerning the border surrounding Europe. They look at individual identities or more at identification. Europe has... and European policies in cooperation with national and state policies have invented a vast machine, if you want, of biometric technology and regulations surrounding them to identify individual persons, to give them an identity and to actually tell who belongs to Europe and who doesn't, and in what way. Referring to the deviant groups. And I want to look at what this in consequence means to identify and to have an identity, because I think the biometric technologies used to identify persons are challenging a concept of identity and who we are and who and what it is that we're able to, how we are able to make ourselves and how groups are able to make themselves and to give themselves or share an identity on what basis. Identity, and I want, what I'm, next before the conclusions, I wanted to, or I will put like a dichotomy between identity and identification. What are the differences? What are the similarities? Identity, as I understand it, is negotiated collectively. Okay? A group, through rituals, through sharing knowledge, traditions, etc., constructs its own identity. And it's not fixed, it's always open, it's changeable, it's dynamic, it incorporates new ideas from the outside, it itself generates new, from within, generates new aspects of that identity, and it's changing. To be British 100 years ago probably meant something else than to be British today. Although there are common features, so there is a link, but it also, there are differences. Identification is individually fixed. Okay? Someone says, because you have that pattern, you have that passport, you are who it says you are. There's no doubt. You can't negotiate that. A passport says your name. You can't negotiate your name. You cannot negotiate who you are given to in relation to a tax officer or in relation to the state. Okay, identity is negotiated collectively and dynamic. Identification is fixed. Identity regulates social relations. So my identity is only an identity in relation to the group or to other people from the group or to people outside the group. Okay, it's context dependent very much. Identification only means to assess predetermined patterns. Do I fit or do I not fit? Okay, does the pattern fit? Does the pattern not fit? The pattern is attached to a particular fixed identity then, or identification. The body is also a negotiable element of identity in various circumstances. In identification processes, body patterns are a reference for or a carrier of identity. Okay, because your fingerprint matches, you are so-and-so. And using biometric patterns for identification, your body will become something like a passport or the carrier of your identity. Okay, you don't need your passport anymore, any longer, because you have your iris, you have your fingerprints, you have your DNA and to show who you actually are, non-regarding of what other people would say who you are and how they perceive you, your body, and your movements within society. Your body clearly states, according to pattern recognition, who you are. Identity, of course, regulates social affiliation and or exclusion if you're not regarded as one of the group. Identification regulates entrance and restrictions. Quite simple, you in or you out. Okay. Identity is flexible, open, and negotiable. Identification then is fixed. It's fixing also. It's not only that it can't be changed, but it also is determining what happens. Okay, it is putting someone, a person, in a place where it cannot move out from. So identity is about social classifications that are self-determined, that are negotiated, while identity management via identification is realized through categorizing, through putting people into place, and it's heteronomous. And it's only partial, okay? Well, identity is more of a holistic approach. It's the body, it's the person, it's place in a group and its relations to it. Identification is about control, is about very, very many things that Anastasia just said about putting people in places and regulating, managing populations or groups of populations like deviant, delinquent groups of people or other. It says this is you, while identity enables you to say I am whoever I claim I am. So what are the consequences of this if it comes to, or the idea, well, first the idea behind this. I think it could be fair to say that using biometrics to identify people and is not only to verify a particular claim in relation to a state using a passport, I am who I say I am, and that's why I'm entitled to a claim, money, or an entrance, but also to consequence, or eventually to gain entrance into a person, to look beyond the border of the human body, to be able to understand what happens. Okay, biometrics, I would, in a certain way, say is an idea to understand what happens beyond what you can see. You can see and you can claim, I am this and that, and I only want to get through because of something very harmless or very... But biometrics is used to understand what the person really is, who it is, and what the person wants to do. And I would say identification, it cannot understand, but it can make many, but to wanting to understand makes many mistakes on the way. And the consequences are severe for society. Because although identification is technically determined, the categories that are used are socially meaningful. That means if you're put into one place, you have to, as a person, negotiate out of this place or try to cope with the category that is put onto you. Okay. And if biometric systems are seen as a technology, because it is also not only ideas and politics and regulations behind it, but it's also a technology, a thing that looks, you know, an iris scanner or a fingerprint scanner or whatever. That means these technologies are not always 100% working, but they make errors. And if by way of an error you're put into another category than you would like to be put in, then you have to deal with that. So they are socially meaningful, although your category has been technically determined, and it would be easy, and you would think it would be easy to say, no, I'm not that, there has been an error, because you can see, and other people say, I'm someone totally different. If much weight is put on these biometric or these categories through biometric technology, then there's no way negotiating out of that spot that someone has been put in. What this idea is to reframe the borders of the individual is you have identity as a collective idea that is shared by people, that is socially meaningful, that regulates social relations. It's broken down into individual patterns that the biometric technology makes. Your eye, it says, you know, there's one particular identity that you can identify with, and this is you, and like a number. You'll be given a number, and this is you, no matter what. And to this number, there's many, many things attached, but you can't escape them. But the truth is, it's not only individual, but as it is patterns that they are looking for, identity now becomes a collective pattern of probability. That is, for instance, in crime or forensics, police work and forensics, what is looked for is for patterns that are at a scene of crime. You collect the patterns and you collect the traces that you find there, and you try to find out if that pattern's in your database. But that's only a match of probability. How close can you get there? And if you take, for instance, DNA samples that can be found at crime scenes, people or crime investigators are trying to find out about the person or the possible person that has been at the crime scene at the time of the crime, and they're trying, and there have been cases, they're trying to find, is this person from Southern Europe, or is this, you know, by genetic traces, is this person rather from Eastern Europe? So they're not looking for the individual person, but they are using these patterns for larger groups of persons, discriminating against these larger groups of persons, not looking for an individual one. Okay. In wanting to understand, I think it is whoever the politics or the people or the idea of wanting to understand with biometrics fails completely, because what it does is it puts groups of people, or it puts groups of people into places and categories that do not belong there, that have no chance of negotiating. These groups that are now put in there, these groups have no meaning to their personal, or to their identity as they understood it. They are two separate identities, so to speak, a social identity that they would put themselves into or would refer to, and some identity has been put onto somebody and then restricts this person or excludes this person or excludes it only because not of a personal, because it's the personal or the actual person that is meant, but this person now, through a pattern, through a biometric pattern, belongs to a larger group that has to be excluded. Okay, it's a very scientific way of discriminating against groups that are generated through the ideas that biometric technologies or technologies in general can safely say who, you know, or on a safe basis of probability can say who is in and who is out, which then would draw new borders and reframe the ideas of borders using particular bodies or patterns that these bodies can have and that you can trace to redraw the borders and redraw the politics of inclusion and exclusion and base politics or policies on them. So there's a big difference between, to sum it up, the identity and identification. Although identification claims that that your identity is safely established, and therefore identification processes by biometric means and technologies can safely establish or can establish security and safety and minimize the risks, as Anastasia just said. That's the idea. Thank you.
Thank you, Niels. Next.